AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to the seventh episode of Life's a Draft, the podcast where we draft anything and everything. Each episode, we will each be drafting a team consisting of five picks for a previously determined category. Visit our website to vote for the best drafted team. The voting ranks will determine the drafting order for the next episode. After the draft, we'll pick our worst choice within the category, play a game called The Eliminator, and have some trivia questions. Before we get to this week's draft, let me introduce the fellas here with me tonight. Returning from his episode 3 draft win of summer movies is Derek, aka Derico 13.
Me.
Toughness is off the charts.
Phew. Toughness combined with sickness. Realizing his summer break is over and planning career readiness lessons for the Young Bucks in Milford is Birdo.
Yes, I am. Getting ready for the new school year. Ross Cats rule.
Watching the clock and struggling to stay awake, per usual, is Dilts.
It just keeps ticking, but doesn't move.
And this dual introduction is for two feline-like members of the pod who both celebrated a big milestone birthday since the last episode. So happy belated birthday to J-Cat and Catman.
Did you guys come from the same litter?
Well, came and live in high school.
Well, I mean,
two days apart, 40 years.
Today. Tall Pines and Sweetbriar.
Hopkins Farm Road, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And finding time this week to research our topic in lieu of texting about Josh Rosen for a change. Shine is with us.
Rosen wasn't lucky enough to make the 53.
Goodness. And getting ready to start another teaching year for the youth at a new school in a new district. I'm your host, Eric, and we're ready to start with the results from last week's episode. So we got the snacks episode. I am the only one who knows the results. I can't wait to read some of the comments and share the results. We got pretty good amount of votes this week. So keep sharing the link. Keep voting many? Out there if you're a listener. I don't want to divulge that information.
Secret.
But we got more than last week, or last one. So,
word.
In sixth place, some of the comments included, which this one might be my favorite. Can I swear? I'm going to swear and write in all caps. You bougie can't just pick popcorn. Can't just say pretzels. Nope. Going to pick white cheddar popcorn or boom chicka bullshit. Come on, man. That was somebody's comment, and you still don't even know who is in sixth place yet. But this might give it away. I can't have potatoes or nuts, including peanuts. Allergic, so I won't eat the crunchy munch. And most salty snacks, fewest sweet snacks. Salty crunchy is what a snack should be. Birdo, I'll be your snack pack. Sixth place, 11.4%.
Wow. Doritos alone should have carried me to the podium, but what did I say? Before the start, I said I think I'm in trouble. But that's
pick your favorites.
How the mighty have fallen.
From worst to first, or from first to worst. We might have a worst to first.
Hey, can we get the sound bite for the Holy Grail night in Last Crusade when he says you've chosen poorly?
I'm scared to use any sound bites because I don't want to get sued.
I'll read it in an accent for you.
really wanted to play some theme songs tonight, but I don't want to press that issue. And like I said in our text thread, all the voting is pretty close. Like they're everybody, you know, third place is like within 3 votes of each other. So 6th place isn't really too bad. But Berto, you're last place. In 5th place, some of the comments included diabetes. And no one deserves a vote. No Cool Ranch Doritos, WTF. Still not sure why you got the vote, but also cosmic brownies in the microwave, about 15 seconds is great. And you had me at Tostitos scoops, but I do love me an oatmeal pie, Nutty Buddy and white cheddar popcorn. Shine, 14.3%. Be my buddy. 5th place.
Uh-oh. Terrible.
Not fourth. Wrong. Not fourth.
Wrong direction.
Get them back. Not a lot of votes. Cosmic brownies.
How many Katie's voted for him this week?
Just, I don't think she, Katie B, did vote for him this week, actually.
Oh, no, Katie, yes, this week. On that list, because we're on to that now.
Although, the white cheddar popcorn was her favorite.
Coming in 4th place with 15.7%, so just one more vote. Comments included, boom, chicka pop is life. And sweet, salty, and cheesy, who could ask for more? And this great comment, I have to say, I feel like a lot of these choices were rough considering all the awesome snacks out there. Cheez-Its are the shiz. Peanut butter-filled pretzels are almost unfair. Pringles in some way, shape, or form is solid. Kettle corn, never a bad move. Catman, Team Salt Bay, you are in 4th place.
I'll take it.
Cheez-Its alone should have put you in 6th place for a first pick. No. Straight or trash.
Oh, my wife would like a word with you.
Your wife's comment will be read soon. In 3rd place with 17.1%. Comments included, that's a fat boy starting 5 for sure. Major struggle choosing came down to candy cakes, which was shockingly not a first round pick. P.S. I'll never forget how mad you got when I brought salt-free pretzels to your house. LOL, LOL. Also, because that's the one I like. One of my favorite comments. No one can touch a lineup with 2 tasty cakes. And because tasty cakes are life. Butterscotch crimpets are fire. Old Bay chips are solid. Peanut butter candy cakes are solid top 5. Lots of big hitters. And last but not least, I'm betting Michael picks this one too for the butterscotch crimpets. The candy cakes brings it home. Literally because our mom constantly has a supply of these in her pantry. You guys know who that is. The brothers Keller are still voting similar and still voting for me, which is hilarious to me.
Fan club.
I know. So we got 1 vote separating 1st and 2nd place. In 2nd place, 20% of the votes. Comments included, I like them. And my sibling forced me. Also, I buy these things constantly, so an obvious choice from KDB. Salty snacks for the win. Rice Krispie treats bring good balance. And I'm obsessed with those Fritos twists. So good. Love Chex Mix and snacking on pistachios. Makes me feel like I'm eating healthy. Based on the previous chain restaurant preferences and these snack groups, I hope you all know some good cardiologists. Stilts, Team Nub in 2nd place. Almost did it from worst to first. 1 vote away. What do you have to say to Shine? Because I know you're jumping in.
He can look at the standings. I don't even know if he's made 2nd place yet. Has he?
Solid 4th.
He didn't sniff 2nd place.
I started 3rd.
This is my second time getting 2nd place too, Shine. Just FYI.
So that means in 1st place, with another food fought victory, Tallahassee Slims, 21.4% of the vote. I don't know how you won, personally. You didn't have a vote in the first 10. You had 2 votes in the first 20 votes. 2. And somehow you had these little blocks of votes, like voters 22, 23, and 24, and like 55, 56, 57. I did notice when you sent out your group text, you shared the link, a lot of people came back voting for you. So I don't know what that means. But some of the comments included, snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. And because it's a landslide victory over the rest, I don't know if I agree with that. It's hard not to vote for my brother when we like the same things. So to the rest of you boys, you got to step up your game to get my vote.
No one on this podcast has a brother except us.
Jakehead has a sister who's talking about him.
Good point.
And last but not least, Oreo flips and kettle chips. Sweets heavy. Be my buddy lost with the white cheddar popcorn. I'll be your snack pack is just terrible. Boo this man. That was from Trip. So any comments before we move on to some of the things that the voters would have drafted? So some of the things that the voters would have drafted for. I like this comment. I guess no one is a stoner. You miss Takis, Cool Ranch Doritos, Honey Mustard Snyder's Bits, Dunkaroos, and Andy Capp's Hot Fries. Then I just kind of pulled together a bunch of snacks that people mentioned. The most popular were salt and vinegar chips, Cool Ranch Doritos, Bugles, Nutter Butters, and for some reason, string cheese. It's terrible. That's a good zebra cakes, sunflower seeds, pirate's booty, cheese doodles, pudding, you see. Star Crunch, Swiss rolls, thin mints, hummus, goldfish, frosted animal crackers, and this one was Wawa meatballs in a cup and Rofo chicken. It's the same person. Those were snacks. I don't know who would choose those as a snack, but what do you know?
How do we not pick those?
We weren't allowed. Meatballs in a cup?
What? Appetizer.
So with that being said, that wraps up our snack draft. And we're going to go ahead and get started and draft this week's topic, which is best animated TV shows. So cartoons that you see on television or streaming. We're going to start, JCat, you are the winner, but we are going to start with the previous winner of episode 3. Derek is back and he is ready with the first pick.
I'm going to pick a cartoon that I initially did not like, but it stood the test of time. It's still going strong. It's meme crazy. It's funny. It's had spinoffs, live action, CGI, all sorts of stuff, movies. I'm going with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm-hmm. One off my bird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say it, JK.
I expect it to
Sponge Robert.
SpongeBob SquarePantalones.
You don't know what I'm bringing to the table tonight, fellas.
Trash so far.
Things like, woo! Yeah,
I'll take advice from people that pick.
He just needs a Krabby Patch.
All right, JCat, your potential number one pick is gone.
Yeah. I'm going to go. This, to me, is the best DC animated series ever. It's Batman the Animated Series. It is by far, like, just, it's purely one of the best things you could ever watch. And it's bingeable, it's poignant, it hits you in the feels, it makes you laugh, and it's just that wonderful animated series known as Batman the Animated Series.
Batman can cross one of his 16 off the list.
Yeah, actually he made my first pick easy now, so
yeah there you go, buddy.
Dilts, the third pick.
All right, lots to choose from. I gotta go with the obvious one that's available. Been around my whole life, grew up with it, still quote it every day.
It's a gotta really take long the time. Simpsons.
Oh, I knew you were gonna do it.
That's huge for some people in the room.
Definitely gonna pick that.
What was it? I missed it.
Simpsons.
The Simpsons are over 40 years old.
Probably.
Maybe 40.
33.
No, they're 30 something.
Yeah. Tracy Ullman show?
30 something. So not yeah. Built his entire life.
Rob, how many episodes of Simpsons have you seen?
Me?
Yeah. Over under 5.
Less than 10.
Possible.
Fourth pick in the draft is me. Simpsons are off the board. So I'm going to go with a show that's been around since my junior year of high school. Yeah. Vulgar comedy. It's one of my favorites. It's current. Topical, South Park.
Great pick.
We ever drafted characters, you know, Cartman would definitely be a tough first round pick.
Casa Bonita.
He has a solid name. Casa Bonita, yeah. Catman, fifth pick.
All right, so JCat took probably my number one overall on my board. It was a real tight race between these two for number one. But I'm going to go with another 90s. Fox animated staple, the X-Men cartoon.
Number one. No one gets sued.
Shine. Sixth pick.
I have to just go with the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Okay. Not the fake Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Not Extreme.
Not the other one where we had that weird
Filmation.
Car. Filmation. Let's show some, yeah, some class.
Quiet there, boy.
You know, Filmation's created Ghostbusters, right?
Mm-hmm.
They own the rights, and that was a whole legal issue. And the real Ghostbusters was called the real Ghostbusters just to be a dick to Filmations when the court's like, you can't just call it Ghostbusters.
What was the ape's name? Shelly?
Tracy.
Tracy. Tracy.
Gorilla.
Tracy, Tracy, Tracy.
Shine, can you name the four Ghostbusters? Go.
No.
Can you name one? Ghostbuster. Name, and not Slimer.
Aunt Jemima.
I'm going to pick Billy Slimer.
So what is the rationale for picking that? Do you remember watching that?
I just remember watching it.
Slimer. You know the words to the theme song.
Slimer. Oh no.
Yes, you do.
Can you finish this line? Who are you gonna call?
E.T.
He-Man.
Wawa meatballs in a cup.
And rounding out the first round, Birdo.
Well, I got two picks in a row, which is a blessing and a curse. I was huge into Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon was my jam. So I'm going to pick a show, a cartoon that I loved. Theme song is on point. You got Skeeter, Roger Klotz, and Porkchop, Patty Mayonnaise with the lead star of Doug.
Well, man.
Theme song was on point.
The beats.
Oh.
The bag of nematode.
I need more allowance. More allowance. Who knows why? Why? Why do they need more allowance? Early trivia question. I need more allowance because I do.
A Brian Derrickson level trivia question right there.
The long pause, a lyric to a Beats song.
Wow.
Birdo. Well, second pick, first pick of the second round.
I don't know what to do as usual. I'm going to stick into my Nicktoons genre and just pick a solid banger with Rugrats and Tommy Pickles.
Thought that was your first pick. You said Nickelodeon.
See, I don't like Rugrats.
Oh,
nah.
Like the show or just babies in general?
No. after last weekend, it could have been both, but no, just the show right now.
Reptar on Ice.
A lot of babies at the Dave Matthews concert.
Dope.
Angelica.
Ruined it for you. All right. Nick,
you know about that fan theory, right?
Of what?
Rugrats?
No, what is it?
Like, they're really all dead. It's just Angelica's imagination for friends or something.
That would explain the show.
Shine, second pick.
Coming right back. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Can you name the four ninjas?
Can you name any of the turtles?
I can do that.
You can't say Splinter.
Shredder.
Josh Rosen.
Brenner was his answer.
Leonardo.
Jose Canseco bat? Tell me he didn't pay money for this.
Catman.
Gotta take it. The cartoon itself isn't the best. I'm more a fan of the franchise total across the board. But I'm going G.I. Joe.
General Enlisted Joe.
I didn't even have it on my board because I knew you'd get it. But
I was going to ask, did anybody even have that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was they going to make it back
to Rob? Yeah,
I was worried about J-Cat, but I didn't know how the draft order would go. So he was really my only other fear there, taking it.
So continuing on the 80s cartoon trend, I was always a big fan. When Rhino put out the DVDs, I had all the sets. They were stupidly expensive for like half a season. But I'm going to go with the classic More Than Meets the Eye, Transformers.
Transformers.
The all silver boxes.
Yeah.
On those DVDs. Rhino.
Yeah.
They had like animation cells and stuff in there. Mm. I think it at like Circuit City was like the only place that like had it nearby. It was dumb. Try the Salisbury for that. Jake, you having a cup of OJ over there? Or is that like a pale ale?
That is the Dewey Booter. It's a session ale. It comes in at about 5% and it's good for podcasting.
All right. Dilts. Simpsons and your second pick.
Let's see here.
Catch them all, Dilts. Catch them all.
I guess I just got to hurry up and pick my current favorite cartoon right now. Give me Rick and Morty.
That was a Rick impression.
I couldn't do that on cue. I was going to try.
J-Cat, second pick.
I'm torn.
Atlee and Bruja?
What? Nothing's right. I'm torn. I'm all out of here. All right. I can go two ways here.
Copyright strike.
True. Both of these cartoons had somebody swinging a sword, but do I want to go felines or
definitely
want to go swing felines. A sword. Thundercats. Oh!
Thundercats. All right. That means rounding out the second round and starting the third round. Derek, you got two picks back to back.
All right. I'm going to go with another 90s superhero show that was super hyped and had animation cells and stuff sent out with comics. And it's coming back around, too, with all sorts of multiverse antics coming up. And I'm going to go with the Spider-Man 90s cartoon. That thing was like a juggernaut.
Yeah, it was.
And since Batman and X-Men were taken off the board, the decision was made for me.
Ha-ha.
You're quite well.
Had a sweet, theme song, too. And that early weird CGI with the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Swinging around. Well, pictures of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Any of us really
Spider-Man.
Want.
Spider-Man, you look like
radioactive.
That's stylish.
All right, Derek, third round pick.
All right, I'm going with a Warner Brothers cartoon because Spielberg brought his magic to the small screen. Mm-hmm. A bunch. Why say no? This is a good chance for now picking it. So I'm going to go with, and this was very irreverent and it broke the mold and it like did meta in a huge way for the first time for cartoons. It was smart for kids. They might be giant songs are still sung and used to this day in classrooms and stuff.
Yep.
Animaniacs.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did you make up a room?
And the Hulu continuation made me laugh.
Yeah, I started to watch that. Like, I think I kind of forgot about it. I think I watched the first two.
One of the best theme songs ever.
Yeah.
While Bill Clinton plays the sax, it's Animaniacs.
This is the beginning. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of our story.
So, J-Cat, we're back at you. Were you the one saying, who was saying no? You, Birdo?
I thought he was going with the other one that is one of my favorites ever.
Oh, no.
In the same wheelhouse, like the same exact wheelhouse as Animaniacs, basically.
Funny you should mention that, Pablo.
No!
Tiny Toon Adventures.
No!
Yeah, because that's a tough call between those two. It really is. Like, they're so good.
Their McDonald's toys were awesome.
Weren't they back-to-back, too?
Izzy Devil.
Wasn't it like Batman? It was Tiny Toon Adventures, Batman, Animaniacs?
Yeah. Animaniacs. They were all in the after. There was another Warner Brothers cartoon. I'm not going to say it. I don't think anyone's going to pick it.
Oh.
But there was a whole afternoon section of Warner Brothers stuff that was big, very big. And this one is the least big, the one that I'm thinking of that was also part of it.
Yeah, Tiny Toons was great. I liked it more than Animaniacs, but
Animaniacs definitely aimed a little higher and had more lasting appeal. But Tiny Toons is like minute after minute joke. But I think you guys going back, especially you, Bobby, seeing as an adult, kind of been looking at it, like the level of jokes that were in those episodes out of control. Like, it's wild.
Is that streaming anywhere? Tiny was on
Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah. Okay. They have like a lot of Warner Brothers stuff.
Yeah.
It's on
HBO
Max, maybe too.
Maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Because all the WB stuff?
Because, well, remember, Hulu got the rights to Animaniacs, and Tiny Toons licensing falls in that chunk of, like, Spielbergian Warner Brothers stuff, I think. So,
Spielberg down the
Yeah, because Tiny Toons comes back next year, too. They're doing season two of Animaniacs and a new season of Tiny Toons. Yeah, Plucky Duck when he's a little kid.
Wanna go down the hole when he watches the toilet flush.
Yeah. Ella later go up. Ella later stop.
Toilet Pinter.
It's a surprise pick from J-Cat, I think. I wasn't expecting
summer
that.
Summer Vacation movie is solid, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
All right, Diltz, third pick.
All right. Well, it's September. It's hurricane season. You got me thinking, life's like a hurricane, especially when you're in Duckburg. Give me DuckTales.
Woo-hoo. I thought
it's tough with those because those shows are crap, but the theme songs are awesome. We just blew a nostalgic last.
Alrighty. There's like four shows I want. These will be around. I'm gonna take this off the board. It was around for like 10 seasons. I like it because it's, you know, there's two episodes per episode. It's like 11 minute episodes.
Damn.
I'm gonna go with Adventure Time.
Oh, nice.
It's there's some bizarre episodes. It's kind of goofy and like, I don't know. It's just cool. It's quotable. It's fun to watch. The animation's cool. The stories are always good.
Unacceptable.
Adventure Time. Come on and grab a friend. Catman, you're my friend. You're up with the next pick in the third round.
I got so much left on my board here. I kind of want to go with like a dark horse, deep cut pick, but another Warner Brothers coming off the board. Going Justice League. Justice League animated series.
Yeah.
Third pick.
There's a bunch of those, or that's just the like 90s one or something?
No, it was all the same continuity, but later, like the third season went to Justice League Unlimited, but it was still the same show essentially. But I'm just going with Justice League. So I guess if someone wanted to take Justice
League. Right.
Yeah, they did treat them as two different shows.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else picked that, but you never know.
Yeah, I don't know. That finale of Justice League Unlimited is pretty wild.
Ties everything together. No class.
Coming in with his third pick. Are you going to pick another quartet of heroes? Shine?
That he can't name?
I had the Turtles. Leave me alone. Maybe it's not all the Ghostbusters.
Or any of them.
I heard you say Shredder is all I heard you say.
The four Turtles, you know, Shredder?
Yeah, Shredder. He was the pink turtle.
Leader of the group.
He was the brain.
Guarantee I know what Shine's picking. Guaranteed.
I kind of want you to like say it to see if you're right.
I know it.
I'm going He-Man.
I knew it. It's exactly what I was going to say. He-Man. And?
I have the power.
This is New Adventures or?
Masters of the Universe.
All right.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. Name one other character other than He-Man and Skeletor.
Are you serious right now?
Mothman.
Hey, Mothman or
Mothman?
Mothman?
The Mothman.
Stick.
All right. He got chopped up in the lawnmower when I was a kid. It was
Mothman, dude?
It was he always stunk. Mothman. Mothman stunk. Like the fur.
Like pine.
It was a sad day.
He gave moss.
I left him outside in the yard and dad
mowed the one yard. Place he's camouflaged.
Yeah, exactly.
I was on the north side of the tree.
Birdo.
I'm going with something that is completely different than my first two picks. And I'll just say Frog Baseball and Beavis and Butthead.
I assume I knew you picked that.
I was going to try to wait that one out for a later.
I was afraid it wouldn't be gone. And I think that will give me some votes.
Definitely picking it next.
And then I'm struggling here between the last two picks I want to do, but I'm going to do me right now. And I want to pick a cartoon that is fantastic.
You got to do one.
Even though it's for kids, it is great. Phineas and Ferb.
Oh my God. Bobby,
you want to try to
get some votes? I knew exactly who's going to
get some votes.
Phineas and Ferb is great.
Doofenshmirtz, Evil Incorporated.
Perry, Agent P.
Perry the Platypus rules.
I tweeted that on social media one time that it was the best cartoon ever. That's probably one of my only tweets.
I've never seen an episode of Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, it's good.
Man. Oh, you. Oh, it's so good.
I haven't either.
Shine.
I'm changing it up. Tom and Jerry.
Name a character other than Tom and Jerry. Spike.
Bulldog from 30 years ago.
Who's Tom and who's Jerry? Which one's the cat? Which one's the mouse, Jason?
Tom really? Is the cat. Yeah.
These are great questions right now. These should be the trivia questions. It's all Shine trivia tonight.
Best thing about Tom and Jerry is they hated each other for, what, 75 years? They haven't said a word to each other.
Did anyone watch the HBO Max movie? It was awful.
Nah, kids.
Awful. Catman.
I was never a fan of The Simpsons growing up. I wasn't.
Damn it.
God damn it.
Damn it.
There was,
it's definitely going to get picked by Rob.
There was another cartoon that was created by the group of people that created The Simpsons, and it was Futurama. And another person on this podcast introduced me to this cartoon, and I'm going with Futurama.
Surprised that wasn't your third round pick, Cam. You knew you were a fan.
The only other person I was really worried about was Derek.
Yeah, he's got two picks. I was taking Stilts.
I was saying it was going to keep falling. I was like, hell yeah, I'll take that.
Zoidberg. All right, I'm going to pick. I know this is on a couple people's boards. I'm going to take the namesake of one of the person on this podcast, Stimson J. Cat, a.k.a. J. Cat, and draft Ren and Stimpy. It was you could not watch. You had to watch when it was on. It was just so bizarre. The extreme close-ups of like a nostril and like just butt cracks and like hair. And it was just hilarious. Log, the song, like the little fake commercials. Log, just Powder Toast Man, who's in that new fighting game. That fighting game is crazy, flying backwards. Just, I don't know, Ren and Stimpy was great. Solid show. Fourth round pick, I'll take it. Dilts, fourth pick. Well,
since they're still on the board, I think I'm going to have to go with them. Another staple growing up, Looney Tunes.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
See, I thought about drafting that, and I didn't know if that counted. Like, it
there's
just
like 20 incarnations of Looney
Tunes. Yeah. Are you talking about like classic, which is like Bugs and Elmer? There was like a newer one a couple years ago.
There's like one every six years.
I'm talking about whatever 80s and before that, like what I grew up with. Yeah.
I was looking up for the name of that. It just said Looney Tunes. So I guess we'll just.
Tunes relaunched with a Z. They were like, it was like in the future.
That was horrible. early 2000s somehow.
There was a Bugs and whatever show, but the one I was thinking about was just Looney Tunes. It just had like mix of cartoons, like Mel Blanc.
Yes.
Tex Avery.
The 80s one was the one that had them like Overture, Hit the Lights, and it's them coming out with the like hats on the stage and all. Mm-hmm. And that was called like, it wasn't the Bugs and Roadrunner show, but it was the something and something show. I'm pretty sure it's just the Bugs Bunny show. It might have been just called Just the Bugs Bunny show in the 80s.
New Space Jam.
Well, whatever I watched growing up, I think it was the older stuff though.
But it did have the older stuff in it. It was mostly the older stuff. Yeah.
Hey, Cat.
There's so many ways to go here, but I'm going to go with one. I loved it. You know, some crazy kids and a dog riding around solving mysteries. Behind me was crazy. That is Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
I'll let Bobby be the first to comment on that.
I will comment on that later in the podcast. I have a lot of ammunition for Scooby-Doo.
You shouldn't have that much for a six plates finish.
Don't worry, I'll be taking that spot from you, Bobby.
They're going to solve the mystery how he got sixth place.
It was those meddling kids.
Funyuns and Crunchin' Munch, apparently.
Let's take this mask off, Bobby. It's Dilts.
Oh, yeah, let's do that in every single episode. Cool.
Scooby-Doo. Where are you, Derek, with your last two picks?
All right. I need a modern cartoon in there, too. And you guys took a lot of good ones, like Adventure Time. Still tough. Which one to narrow it down to? I'm going to go with Regular Show. Regular Show is awesome.
It is awesome.
Who else likes Regular Show?
My mom?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, Regular Show is awesome.
Yeah,
I like it. I probably like it more than Adventure Time, but as far as mass appeal, it makes me laugh more. Yeah. It makes me laugh more, I would say.
More mean-spirited than Adventure Time is overall, but yeah, no, Pops, Skips, like that show is just insane and hilarious.
Yeah, regular show is awesome. And your last pick, so the last round begins now.
So just for the sake of variety, I'm going to go with Dragon Ball Z. One of the best like rated animes ever that's been over here. Like it's still around. It exists. It's a huge franchise. Like that's what I'm going with.
Like the show though?
Did I watched it a lot in college. I bought a lot of Vegeta stuff. I was like into it pretty hardcore for like a year and a half. Yeah, but then you know, moved along.
All right. I knew I had a feeling someone would take it, but I don't know. I never saw it. But apparently it's like super popular, so J-Cat, last pick.
It's a tough one.
There's a heavy hitter out here that I'm surprised is still there.
There's a lot.
Scooby-Doo was one I lasted longer than I thought, but
we got two big ones left that I'm surprised haven't gone yet.
I feel like there's one in the vein of Futurama, South Park territory that hasn't been picked.
Yeah. Are you gonna pick J-Cat?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna pick?
Taking his time.
He's looking at his board of 60. Remember, he had 60 on his draft board.
You know what?
Yogi Bear's treasure hunt.
Yeah. I've got to go with this. I can't leave this off my list. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
worthy of a fifth round pick.
Yeah, yeah. It really is, though. I named my dog in college after one of the characters because he was a red-bone coonhound. King of the Hill. Yeah, he was named for Boomhauer. We called him Boomer.
Good pick. I mean, it's right up there with Futurama and stuff. That second tier Fox. Lots of followers. Lots of meme. I don't know you. That's my purse.
Like lots of JCAT friends. What's that show?
So now we're accusing me outright that I.
You're vote hunting. No, I'm just kidding.
First of all, I was hungover on the couch when you texted, get the vote out. So I just spammed everybody that I could.
And it worked. Dilts. King of Hill's off the board. Your last pick.
I'm going to assume there's not a lot of kids voting for this stuff. So I'm going to lean toward the adult market some more. And I do love this show. I think it's hilarious. A little raunchy sometimes. Give me Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a kid show. I was not thinking you were picking that. I don't want this pick. The show started off strong. Like the first couple seasons were great, but then it just tailed off. There's so many bad ones. I'm not picking it. But I know Jason's gonna pick it. So I'm like, do I want to give it to him? I'm not gonna take it. I'm gonna take a cartoon that was also on. I was on Nickelodeon, not a Nicktoon, more. Current recently. I'm surprised, Derek, you didn't pick it. I don't think I'm getting any votes, but the fifth round, Invader Zim.
Yes.
Wow. Good choice. Oh. I completely – my robot bee.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that called? I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Invader Zim.
What?
It's about aliens.
I don't know.
It didn't last bad very long, but it had a huge cult following. And, I mean, it just had a Netflix movie, what, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Owen watched the movie a bunch of times.
Zim only like the seventh cartoon that's been picked that I haven't heard of.
Invader Zim was awesome.
All right, Catman, your last pick.
All right, so I have 9 picks left on my board. I'm just gonna.
So you're telling me only 7 picks so far have been taken off your board?
Yeah.
Well, nobody else is going to pick SWAT cats.
True, or gargoyles.
So the snorks.
Oh, settle down.
Street sharks.
Settle down. No, street sharks are not on.
Biker
that.
Mice from Mars.
No.
Heathcliff.
So,
hey, you leave Heathcliff out of it.
The theme song for Heathcliff is sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Heathcliff, no one.
Heathcliff will come up later. That's for sure.
Can I finish?
That was my pick. Can I finish?
So I'm going variety here. The Disney Afternoon was such a big deal in like the early 90s. There's so many great cartoons to pick from there. I'm going Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale.
Interesting.
Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale.
When there's danger.
Is it N Dale's? Like Chip N or And?
That's a whole different franchise.
Vince Farley dancing with no shirt.
But that's Chippin. That's Chippin. That's one word. I'm thinking Chip and Dale or Chip and Dale's. All right. Rescue Ranger. They're making that movie. Lonely Island's producing it. Should be
sweet. Monterey Jack.
It's just a good, solid cartoon. Entertaining, you know.
Remember much from it.
It's really hard to narrow down like the Disney afternoon when you put them all like against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shine.
I can't believe this pick's still out there. I want him to pick it so I don't have to pick it in the fifth round.
I don't know if this is
the Halloween costume from one of the characters in the show.
I was like, I'm going Charlie Brown.
And you name
Charlie Brown.
What do you mean Peanuts?
Charlie Brown.
The Peanuts, maybe?
Yeah, what's the cartoon called? Charlie Brown Adventures? No, it's called The Peanut Gang.
The real Charlie Brown.
It's part of the Peanuts, and that's what I was kind of like. I don't even know if you guys would let that fly.
You talking about the holiday specials or just
did
like
have an actual cartoon?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. Charlie Brown Peanuts.
There was 45 of them. Peanuts.
There's the Charlie Brown and Snoopy show. Or there's nothing called Peanuts. That's like the group of kids. But the Charlie Brown and Snoopy show is from 83 to 85.
There you go.
18 episodes. Is that what you want? Or you're thinking of The Great Pumpkin?
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Like, I guess they're technically more movies, but are they?
Yes.
They're definitely not. Yeah, they're definitely not TV shows.
All right.
They're made for TV holiday specials.
There all you right. go.
Then never mind. We'll
if those are available, Diltz would have had a whole different draft board. Ewoks, I'm looking at you.
And I think what I was originally going to go with Inspector Gadget.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good theme song.
Mm-hmm. Terrible show. Good theme song.
Not a terrible show.
That Blaine sums China. Up most 80s cartoon.
Who yeah, is the villain?
Mr. Claw.
Doctor.
Mister.
Yeah, Dr. Claw.
Oh, and he went to school.
Yeah, he
graduated.
He
graduated
that PhD to be called Mr. Claw.
Mr. Claw.
And I cannot believe this.
Shine. Hold on, bro. Shine. Name the girl from Inspector Gadget.
Nope. It's been like, oh. I don't even know, 35 years since I've watched that.
It's a coin.
It's a coin, yeah.
It's a quarter, dime, or penny.
Penny.
Or nickel.
All right. What was the dog's name?
Use this to think of it.
Oh, yeah. True.
Use what?
Large melon is not the answer.
Use what?
All right.
Birdo, last pick.
I did not want to
pick. Don't do it.
Just because
don't do
it. It ran
on principle,
so long.
Don't. Just don't.
No one's going to vote for you because you have it.
I'm not going to pick Family Guy, even though the first four seasons were amazing.
Yeah, solid.
But I'm down to two. And I'm afraid if I pick another Nicktoon, like Hey Arnold, which I love Hey Arnold.
I like the example, too. If I pick another Nicktoon.
Bro, you talked about Hey Arnold forever. You love that show, you said.
Cat Dog, Angry Beavers, but I'm going to go with something.
Football Head.
That I really, this is not going to help me at all. This is my Crunch and Munch pick of the week. Will be, it's a great cartoon. And it was a Disney show called Recess about a bunch of kids
I like
school. Good show.
Wow. Yeah, that's on my board. So no one picked Family Guy. And bro, I thought you were going to pick Garfield and Friends with U.S. Acres in the middle. That was a solid show. I love that show.
I love
it
too.
I forgot about that one.
Good theme song.
That clown scared the crap out of me when I was younger. The Halloween one,
the egg with just two legs sticking out of the egg.
Sheldon
Booker was the other.
Booker, yeah, great show.
Annalyn, Roy,
no Jetsons, no Flintstones.
That's not us, that's the next generation,
previous generation,
like Crystal Pepsi. Well, I mean, another generation. So real quick, any that you know, what was left in your board? Obviously, Family Guy was probably on there.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. I loved that as a kid.
I had that on there. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, I just didn't know how many, you know.
DuckTale.
MCP Fan
Candy. Bubblegum and Taffy.
Sirloin
burgers. Yeah, I had Bob's Burgers on mine. Adventure Bros and BoJack.
Yeah, Adventure Brothers. What about Harvey Birdman?
To get variety. Yeah, because the Adult Swim stuff itself is funny, but it's like, does it have that lasting ability?
Did anybody else watch the Laugh Olympics?
That was a cartoon.
What's the name of the gorilla type creature in that?
The Grape Ape or something?
Correct.
Oh, Derek, I'm surprised you didn't pick Venture Brothers. You love that.
I love Venture Bros, but
they're all about going for the win.
That's a tough one. Like,
watch that one.
The Tick.
Derek loves The Tick.
The Tick was hilarious, but like,
yeah,
you know.
I almost picked Pokemon just for votes.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
And Super
Pokemon. Popular. Voltron.
Yeah, Voltron. No, what do you mean, meh? Voltron is Defender of the Universe.
But could you watch an episode right now? It's got to be terrible.
No, it's great. I've watched literally because they had it on Netflix for a long time. And I rocked through it.
I got two on my list I got to mention. Bobby's World. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies was solid. Yeah. I do like Muppet Babies.
I'm surprised Rob didn't go with Gargoyles over Rescue
Rangers. It's on my list. Stone by Day, Warriors by Night.
Yeah, like I had Darkwing Duck on my list.
Yeah, Derek, that's another one I thought you were picking.
I know, yeah, the Disney Afternoon stuff, I was like, it's too hard a race. And like DuckTales is probably the most popular theme song, but it might be the weakest of that whole group.
Yeah, and then Tailspin.
Goof Troop.
I had Tailspin as well.
Anybody have Gummy Bears?
Yes.
No, theme songs, yes. Shows.
Anybody
have
Super cut? Jail?
What'd you say?
Anybody seen Super Jail?
Nah.
That was Adult Swim too, right?
Yeah,
it's like a Willy Wonka show runs insane. A prison.
yeah, all those
very trippy. Like the animation was like very trippy.
All right, does anybody remember this short-lived sports-themed cartoon called Pro Stars?
Yeah, Pro Stars. Yeah,
Pro Stars.
Jason, name the four Pro Stars.
Michael Jordan.
And it was only three.
Three. Well, this
and was
Bo Jackson.
Dual threat, two sports.
Wow.
I had Gravity Falls on my list. Owen is obsessed with that show, but it's actually a really good show.
It's
like,
really
it's
good.
Cool show.
I had that
next agree.
Universe on my list.
And what?
Steven Universe right
Yeah,
now.
People love Steven Universe. I've never seen it.
It's good, man. I haven't watched it a lot, but Gwen like loves it.
Yeah. And I was thinking Invincible. There's only one season, but that was awesome. Too recent to pick or not enough to pick. And then on Netflix, if you guys ever watch Big Mouth. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah,
a lot of funny people in it. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just disturbing, but there's some funny stuff in it.
Definitely does adult humor better than Family Guy tries.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's won awards and stuff, and it's chugging along. But and I also had Teen Titans Go. Like, it's madness, but it's pretty sweet. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's
very controversial, though.
Yeah. Yeah, most people, they were on, like, all the lowest rated shows. Like, Teen Titans was, like, down on the ratings.
All the people that were like, you got rid of the anime Teen Titans for this.
I remember first seeing that. I was like, what is this show? It's just like goofy, like little nonsense. But
Weird Al as Darkseid is unbelievable.
True.
It's great.
Weird Al is anything.
Also true.
I had Danger Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Samurai Jack.
True.
Let me watch that cartoon Mask.
Yeah, the toys. Yeah, I always had the toys on the edge of my bathtub. Yeah, I was sweet.
Derek, weren't you a big Powerpuff Girls fan?
Powerpuff Girls, the original show is great. The reboot, not so much. But yeah, I love Powerpuff Girls. It was awesome. It broke a lot of molds, set some trends. Like, it was cool, man. Like, it was that the Cartoon Network stuff was tough, too. Dexter's Lab, like Powerpuff Girls, Cow and Chicken. Like, those were like the adult. Kind of the next step between Nicktoons and like actual adult cartoons. I thought about doing What a Cartoon Show because those were all a part of it at one point. And I was like, that encompasses all of those guys, Johnny Bravo too. And
what's that? Drawn Together?
Well, that was Comedy Central.
No, I'm just messing.
But it was, right? It was Comedy Central.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and do our worst cartoon pick. We'll start with Bobby. We'll just go backwards. What's the worst cartoon?
I have two. I'll just throw out one without an explanation. Winnie the Pooh is awful. All the characters are horrible.
Stone cold, like, Winnie the Pooh is awful.
Why would you do
that for a while?
Oh, bother.
And
Christopher Robin.
Are you helping my case or are you trying to go against me? Because both of what you just said.
How can you talk crap on Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is like classic and a high-rated cartoon for a reason.
The 100 Acre Wood. Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Exactly, that theme song rules.
Mm-hmm. And my most...
Eeyore is phenomenal.
Yeah, my most hated cartoon of ever has episode after episode after movie. It's horrible.
Only because Scrappy-Doo doesn't get enough airtime, right? Yes. That's your problem.
Scooby-Doo's awful.
It's he can't nail his. He can't nail his Shaggy impersonation.
The characters are terrible.
Physically, he can. Look at him.
The same episode every time, and it's so bad that that's like the running joke. Oh, would have got away with it if we would have met on kids. Like, it's not good.
There's that's not a most good, of the 80s cartoons though too. They're all the same thing every time.
There's not a good episode of Scooby-Doo. He's terrible. His voice is terrible. There's nothing good about Scooby-Doo. Nothing. Stamp it.
But they get all those animated cameos like the Harlem Globetrotters and
yes, Gilligan's Island. They did a crossover with Sam and Dean from Supernatural.
Oh. Gilligan's Island did?
Yes. Yeah, there was a yes. Called Gilligan's Spooky Island.
Batman did a crossover on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So oh, did like yeah, WWE.
So no one has said anything to actually refute my two bad worst picks. Everything you've said has been awful.
I don't watch either of them.
Tigger, man.
Tigger, man. Tigger. Oh, what did you say?
Tigger is horrible.
Shine. Moving on. Shine, your worst pick.
Sonic Boom.
Wow.
What is that? Like Sonic the Hedgehog? Oh, I was guessing.
Chris Chan's rolling in his grave right now.
I love playing the game.
Like, in his jail cell, did he die? Sorry, Shine.
Sonic was a good game, and
Sonic Boom.
The theme song is terrible. Shine's right. That show is not good. Like, it's not good.
Say that again. Shine is right. That's not a good.
104 episodes and only two seasons. Somehow, 50 episode seasons.
He can't pick a real pick, but I'll pick a bad pick. A good bad pick.
Oh, I thought that was my sixth. Number six.
You can have it.
Yes.
All right. Catman, what was your worst? What's the worst cartoon?
I couldn't come up with a worst cartoon.
Yeah, it's tough.
Seriously.
Inspector Gadget's pretty nothing. Bad.
No.
you spoke not your irredeemable. Piece.
Like, Inspector Gadget's not totally awful. There wasn't something that, like, I just absolutely hated. DuckTales can't handle DuckTales.
Can anyone remember what came on after Inspector Gadget? Because I feel like it was a horrible cartoon. I couldn't stand it.
Maybe it was another episode of Inspector Gadget. That's why.
I would watch Inspector Gadget, and whatever came on after it was just bad. I always had to turn it off.
I'll tell you what it might not have been, but the worst cartoons, I have a few. Caillou. It's terrible. It's terrible. The Smurfs. I was never a big fan of the Smurfs. Smurfberry Crunch cereal. That's a different story. But Smurfs, I never liked. And I never liked The Critic. I always got mad when it came on. I was like, get this off the air. Maybe it was like too smart for me. Yes. It stinks. Just I can't stand John Lovitz, first of all. No, he's terrible. Little Nicky.
I think that's your first and last of all.
Yeah, yeah. John, the Critic. I just never was a fan. I hated when it came on. Duckman when it came on late nights on MTV, Comedy Central, whatever it was. Just wasn't a fan of those. Moving on. Dilts.
I hated Captain Planet. I could not ever watch a whole episode. I was like, this is stupid, and. Let's be real. Corporations always win in their pollution. Come on.
Get off your soapbox.
That's Bill. The unrealistic part.
You've lost so many votes with that comment.
People vote. They don't even listen. They just vote.
So I was just going to say something like that. Like,
or they vote before if they listen.
I always associate Captain Planet with Denver the Last Dinosaur. They must have been all near each other.
They were. And that was a sweet theme song.
Denver the Last Dinosaur. The
guitar riffs like out the ass.
Girlfriend and a
skateboard. Yeah. Awesome. But the show was not that good.
Dino Riders?
It was almost good as Dino Saucers.
Dino Saucers. Oh.
Dinosaurs.
They're that escaping, Mosasaurus. That's in the theme song, just dialogue from the show.
Mm-hmm. Is that your pick, J-Cat? Dinosaurs for worst?
No. My worst pick is Life with Louie. Mom, Dad said he's going to eat pepper.
All these celebrity-driven shows are taking a beating. Louis Anderson.
Looking up some of the worst-rated shows, this show called Alan Gregory kept coming up. It was like semi-recent, but that's what, it made me think of Life with Louis. Like Alan Gregory's like a little like kid in like a suit and glasses. Like, that's probably what he was like.
There was like a Free Willy parody in one episode of Life with Louis with a deer. Like his dad took him hunting, and like he didn't want to go hunting, and the deer got wounded, and it like clips him in the mouth with its hooves when it jumps over him. That's the only thing I remember from that show, like ever.
All right, so my
just
other
that one specific.
That's it. That never left. That like if you look up Life with Louis in my brain database, it's that 10-second file of like Louis getting kicked in the head by a deer.
Yeah. All right. To stay on, you know, the topic or with the status quo, the other one I was thinking about was Camp Candy.
Ooh.
Camp the theme song Candy. Is rough.
Like John Candy horribly singing it.
But do you remember the plot of it?
John Candy had an animated show?
Yeah, he's a camp counselor.
Yeah, I don't think I ever knew that.
And a comic book, apparently.
Yeah, there were a lot of like one-hit wonder 80s cartoons that had all tie-ins. Like, because it was, I don't know if it was Deke, but like Foofer, Shirt Tales, Camp Candy, they all had like comics, toys, and a show that barely lasted.
I like Shirt Tales.
My sister was a panda for Halloween when she was a kid.
Jason's raccoon right now. All right, Derek, did you have a worse cartoon?
One you just can't stand. All right. Two that are like people were hyping up earlier. Bobby's World is not good. It's just Howie Mandel's ideas to make money in between stand up. And there's nothing happening in those episodes. It's just like, oh, I got their little kid's voice. That's the plot. Like, cool.
Who was the Uncle Ted? Was that like Dave Coulier or somebody?
John Candy.
Oh, that's
no, what it was. Was that Howie Mandel?
The dad.
I think he did most of the voices.
Yeah, he did. I don't think he did Uncle Ted.
True or false? I have Bobby's World Pogs that came from Super Pretzel packets.
True.
Very true.
If it goes back to the last episode,
I was never a fan of Doug either.
True.
Like, was there an Alf animated show?
Yes. Alf's Great Tales and an Alf animated show. There were two Alf shows. And they had a toy line, and they were awesome. But my like a terrible show nobody remembers, like probably one of the worst cartoons ever, is Rude Dog and the Dweebs. Like animation is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. But it had merchandise, like all these shirts, like, hey kids, look how cool this dog is with sunglasses and like neon blue and pink colors. And you guys have all seen it, whether you remember it or not.
Yeah, bro, look it up right now.
But it was like who was the merchandise for and who was the show for? Because the show, I could draw a better show right now, and that's not me exaggerating. Like I could literally draw on a notepad and it would
looks like Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, have you watched
basically what it was recently? Knock off Spuds McKenzie to sell the kids. It's horrible. Rob Paulsen was the
rude dog. Oh, wow.
And he like drove around in a car and got
you can't teach a rude dog new tricks.
It was basically a Spuds McKenzie cartoon,
but like barely a cartoon. Basically drew on napkins and just shuffled them around on the screen. It was awful. Like it's just not good.
All right. So any last thoughts about the cartoon animated draft before we move on to trivia?
It was hard. There's a lot of cartoons out there.
One more awful one, Cleveland Show.
I thought about that too, the Cleveland Show. Why would they make a spinoff about him? Like, no one wants to watch that. Now, the Quagmire Show, giggity giggity, writes itself.
Daria.
The Joe Swanson Show, where he just says, hey, Peter, all the time.
What about... I almost said this for the awful show, not because I've ever seen it, but because of what's become of it with all the bronies. Is my little
what's become of it?
Oh my God.
Don't bad mouth too much. There's a brony on the podcast right now.
Oh, well.
He's not usually on the show, if that gives you any hints.
Oh, yeah. No, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic is high rated. It's a good show. Like, it's.
Well, maybe I should watch it. Maybe I will become a brony.
Now, the original, like, 80s cartoon, like most of the other stuff, is, you know, crap made to sell toys, but. I know all the reboots of stuff are made by people our age, like grew up with it and actually like care about the stuff. That's why like the Turtles and DuckTales reboots and all are like good.
All right, moving on. We're gonna do some trivia time. We will start with, we'll go in order of the winners. So we'll go from Derek to JCat to Tilts and so on. So Derek, pick a number 1 through 6 for your trivia question.
1.
All right. Well, this was not rigged, but beginning in season 4, which Ninja Turtles weapon started to be phased out? Michelangelo. In season 5, it was replaced with a turtle line. It was a turtle-shaped grappling hook. Michelangelo is correct.
Do you know why?
Yes, because nunchucks were like banned in like a bunch of countries and whatnot.
England, initially from the jump. Do you know what the show was called in England?
No.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, because they basically equivocated the word ninja to terrorists.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's why Mikey comes with a grappling hook, all the NECA stuff and all now. Wow. Why Mikey?
I never realized that.
Grappling hook up there.
Nice.
I don't know if you can see
it. I never realized
it wasn't planned.
No. He picked number 1. JCat, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You already know.
All right, 5. JCat, who was the first Transformer to appear on the TV series? Like, who was the first one in the first shot? Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Wheeljack, or Ultra Magnus?
You're talking about like the first, like not like the introduction, but the actual like.
It just says on the TV series, so I'm guessing the first episode on the first show, not in the theme song, but it didn't specify.
It should be Wheeljack.
That is correct. Yeah. Wheeljack. Wow.
Because they're coming out, they're going back to Iacon, and Wheeljack is in front of Bumblebee.
Wow.
Yes.
Surprise. I can't.
Definitely wasn't the Ultra Icon, Magnus.
I know. I just threw it in there.
I'm not going to talk about the show, but the movie, the Transformers animated movie is
awesome.
Just awesome.
Pure magic. So just magic.
Awesome. You got the touch.
JCat did have the touch with that one. Dilts, 2, 3, 4, 6.
3.
All right. This was not rigged. According to IMDb trivia, which Simpsons character is the only one to have dialogue in every episode? I can't guarantee this is updated till the 30th season, but it's at least through the 20-something season. Choices: Bart, Lisa, Marge, or Homer?
I guess I gotta go with Homer, but I feel like it's a trick question.
Homer is the only character to have dialogue in every episode. Marge and Lisa appear in every episode, but Marge does not speak and Krusty gets canceled, and Lisa doesn't speak in Chief of Hearts. Bart doesn't appear in a season 20 episode, so Homer is the correct answer.
It feels tricky, too, since Homer speaks in the theme song. He says, dole and wah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, on the couch gag?
Yeah, like before the car hits him or doesn't hit him in the garage, and then when the rod or whatever,
What does he say when the rod hits him? Like, are you trying to throw an old Waluigi?
Like, screams when the car almost hits him in the garage. And then he says, like, some variant of dough, like, early in the theme song, too.
Tricky or not, that is correct. Catman, 2, 4, or 6?
4.
Whose hair appears most often out of the 4 main South Park characters? Whose hair do you see? Kyle, Cartman, Stan, or Kenny?
I'd guess Kenny, because his hood comes off a lot.
Yes, Kyle.
Kyle with the fro. 4. That was question number 4, and you guys are 4 for 4. Cartman is correct. See Cartman's hair a lot? Yeah.
He's like in his PJs and stuff, like with no hat on.
It's like Snacky S'mores. Yeah. That might be my team name, by the way. Eat Snacky S'mores. I always was for snacks. But I have South Park, so.
The streak is coming to an end, boys.
Shine, you got 2 or 6?
You have to keep it. You're my only friend.
2.
Oh, man. If it was the opposite way, it would have been perfect. But Shine, number 2. Which TV host is the only real-life celebrity to guest star as himself in the 3 original Nicktoons shows? Rugrats, Doug, and Ren and Stimpy. So which of these hosts was actually playing himself in these cartoons? Alex Trebek? Bob Barker, Pat Sajak, or Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer on Doug.
Roger Klotz is not the father.
No!
That's Maury.
Skeeter is. Related.
Say Jerry Springer.
You going Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
And the streak comes to an end. That is incorrect.
Giant. Springer on Rugrats. Well, he might have been like on a TV show in the background or something.
The answer was, surprisingly, Pat Sajak is on apparently those three shows. I don't know when or where, but Nicktoons, Pat Sajak. So that means, Birdo, you are question number six. Not one that you're going to like, but probably wouldn't know it anyway. Which animal character was not voiced by legendary voice actor Frank Welker? He's known for Megatron and Scooby-Doo and Fred. But which animal character was not voiced by him? Nibbler from Futurama. Azrael the Cat from Smurfs. Mad Cat from Inspector Gadget. Or Heathcliff. This one was not voiced by Frank Welker. No one does.
They're like all over the place. Nibbler's current.
He did so many animals. Like there were so many animals to pick from.
He did the lions in The Lion King. All the roars are him yelling into a trash can.
He did Snowball 2 on The Simpsons somehow. Like coughing up a thing.
He's actually in the movie The Golden Child as like a human, like not just doing voices. Oh, yeah. Like he's in the airport. Like because he rarely would do public appearances and stuff. He's like very not about that.
Nibbler, Azrael, Mad Cat, or Heathcliff.
I'll say Azrael from the Smurfs.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
It's Heathcliff, right?
Heathcliff is correct.
I feel like it's super obvious because the other three just like make sounds. Like,
all right. So before we go into the Eliminator, I have a special game, a new game, probably just a one-time only game. But each of you, I picked a theme song that I'm going to say the lyrics to, and you have to finish the next line.
Oh, dope.
All right. So this is my workaround for not playing the theme songs. So some of them might be short. Some of them are a little long. I tried to pick things I thought you would know. And most of you I know pretty well. So I'm going to start with J-Cat. So J-Cat, yours is kind of long, so we're going to kind of alternate, okay? So just go one line at a time.
Oh, boy.
All right?
Okay.
So the first line is, are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And then it goes, oh, who lives in a pineapple under sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Yellow, do you know the next line?
And porous as he.
Okay, I'll give it to you. SpongeBob SquarePants. If nautical nonsense be something you wish, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh.
Then drop on the
deck on the of top like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. It's hard without the music. Pretty good, though. Pretty good. Absorb it in yellow. You just flipped absorb it in yellow. Mm. But yeah, nice, J-Cat. Derek, you're up next. You mentioned it earlier. You drafted it. Your lyrics are, you're gonna finish the next three lines, the three lines after I finish talking. Okay. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Spins a web, any size, catches thieves, just like flies. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man. Bing, bing, bing. That's like the 60s version.
Yes, you're right. I know you didn't draft that one, but you drafted Spider-Man. Yes, that is correct. Word for word. Spins a whip, any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out. Here comes a Spider-Man.
What did Homer say when he was Spider-Pig?
True. Best joke in the movie. Catman, yours is quite long, and I don't think you have to guess what it is. So... Kevin, I'm going to say a couple lines. It's kind of hard to pick some. So just when I stop, you're going to go. All right. So, okay. Yo, Joe, he'll fight for freedom whenever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe, a real American hero. G.I. Joe is there. It's G.I. Joe against Cobra and Destro, fighting to save the day.
Hold on.
He never.
Hold on.
The opposite of what you're doing right now.
Hold on.
He never grows a mustache?
Nothing.
Oh my God. No. All right. Hold on.
So it's G.I. Joe.
Cobra and Destro
fighting to save the day.
He'll never give up.
He never gives up. He's
always there.
Fighting for freedom.
Over land and Oh my word.
All right, they finished it for you, but we're not done yet. It's okay. G.I. Joe, real American hero. G.I. Joe is there. And then Spoken. G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose:
to defend human freedom from Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
Well, that is correct. That is correct. He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare. Yes, there was. You missed up one word, but it's okay. It's human freedom against Cobra. So I think you said something else, but nice. All right, you redeemed yourself. I was a little worried there. It's hard. I know it's hard without the music, but I figured if anyone would know it, it'd be you, not Derek and J-Cat. All right, Shine, you have two, all right? Because I don't know what you're going to know. So I'm going to try for this one first.
Absolutely nothing.
Shine, Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are loose.
Thundercats.
Yeah, see, this is when I went and got cereal.
Hey, Cat, this was going to be yours. Can you finish it? Feel the,
the best feel part. The thunder, feel the roar.
Magic.
Thundercats are magic. Loose. Or whatever, man.
Samo it's feel the magic, feel the roar. Or hear the roar. Feel the magic, hear the roar, Thundercats are loose. All right, Shine, Redemption. There's Transformers!
More than meets the eye.
All right, Transformers!
You got one out of me, you're good.
Machines in disguise.
All right, so robots in disguise, yes. And then Autobots raise the battle. Does anyone know the next two lines?
To defeat the evil forces of the Decepticons.
It's destroy the evil forces, not defeat, but close enough. Destroy the evil. Shine, I didn't know what you watched. Tried to ask Dilts if you watched those. He was like, probably not. I guess I could have picked the Ghostbusters song, and apparently you wouldn't have known that. So, sorry.
You mean Dilts. Ray Parker Jr.?
Dilts.
What'd he say his name was?
Everyone knows this one. Everyone knows this one, but finish the next three lines. I'm going to give you a couple more. Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg.
Race cars, lasers, airplanes. It's a duck blurred. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales.
Woo! And every day they're out there making DuckTales. Woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales. And then, ready, Dills? The danger.
Lurks behind you.
Yep.
There's a stranger out to find you.
All you gotta
What to do, just go. Yes, that is correct. DuckTales. Woo! And bro,
I have no idea what you could possibly leave for me.
Wait till I finish. You drafted it. You know it's coming. So I got a couple lines, so then wait till I finish. You got the whole end of it, all right?
What? Okay.
There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it. Like maybe
building a rocket or finding a tower or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Building a robot or painting a or even giving a sponge, a gorilla, or a Sean's bath in the shower?
Bruh, now. Let's start over.
All right.
Building a rocket or fighting a
mummy
or climbing up the
Eiffel Tower,
discovering something
that doesn't exist, or giving a monkey a shower,
surfing
tidal waves, creating nanobots, or driving our sister, or
locating Frankenstein's brain, finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
As you can see, there's a whole lot to do before school starts this fall.
Stick with us, cause
we're gonna do it all.
Wow, that's tough.
For some reason, I had a feeling he would just rattle that out. I think because he sings it so fast when it's like on air when he's watching it, he doesn't think about the actual words. But I mean, you can picture the animation: dodo birds, Frankenstein's brain, nanobots. So that was the finish the theme song, Mad Libs, I guess if you want to call it. So the eliminator this week is, according to BuzzFeed.com 2017, the top 25 greatest Nickelodeon cartoons.
Whoa.
Nickelodeon Holy cartoons.
How many?
25.
Oh, okay.
25.
I can name like six.
Well, you're going to need to name more than that. So we're going to start with Bro.
Do they have more than 25?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm just going to go with Doug.
Doug is, yep, number three. Order doesn't matter. I just like to say that was number three. Shine, Nickelodeon cartoons.
Rugrats.
Rugrats, number one. Was voted the best according to this list. Catman had to step out. He is not here for the eliminator. So we're going to go to Dilts.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy was somehow number 24. Did make the list. Ren and Stimpy. J-Cat.
Sponge Robert.
SpongeBob, number six. Derek.
Despite Bobby not liking, I'm going to say Ah, Real Monsters.
Ah, Real Monsters, yep. It's number 19? No, 16, something like that. All right, back to Bro.
I will go with Rocco's Modern Life.
Modern Life is number 13.
I love that one. I remember the one where his neighbor was like hypnotized into thinking he's like a pirate.
Ed Big
Hodgeball?
Shooting like cannons out of his dryer or something. It was great.
Shine.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Damn you. Fairly Odd Parents. Yep. Dilts.
What number were they? What number were the Fairly Odd Parents?
15.
All right. I'm going to go with Cat Dog.
Cat Dog. Oh. 22. Cat Dog is on the list. Alone in the World with a Little Cat Dog. J-Cat. J-Cat Dog.
Invader Zim.
Invader Zim is number 10. Derek.
Is the list Nicktoons or Nick shows?
It says Nickelodeon shows. It's not Nicktoons. Shows.
Not.
Oh. No, sure. Cartoon shows. No, cartoon shows.
Oh, there are cartoons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all cartoons.
Not just Nicktoons. Okay.
Correct.
But all Nickelodeon owned cartoons.
Yes.
From 2017, right?
That was when the list was made, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm not saying Turtles, but Turtles would be on that list now at this point, but I'm not saying Turtles. Kablam.
Kablam is on there. That's right after in Zim. Yep. I never heard of that.
Kablam was awesome, dude. Action League Now.
Is it like a bunch of cartoons put together or something?
Yeah, it's like a variety
show. I read about it. Yeah. I didn't know what it was, but I read about it. Kablam is on there. Back to Bro. Some big ones still out there.
Angry Beavers. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
The Loud House, the new Netflix movie is on there. The Loud House is on the list.
What number is that?
19.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Really?
Kids show. Dills.
I think it's cartoon. I'm pretty sure it's Cartoon Network. Dexter's Lab.
Dexter's Lab is Cartoon Network's. You have been eliminated. J-Cat.
David and Kingdom of the Gnomes.
Say it again.
David the Gnome.
Yeah.
Nick Jones.
It's Nick Jr.
Nick Jr. That is not on the list. David the Gnome is not listed on the on Nickelodeon shows. Swift the Fox.
He was my favorite part of it.
David and the Kingdom of the
Gnomes.
All right, Derek.
Some Wild Thornberries.
Upset of the Night.
Wild Thornberries, number 7. Birdo.
Rocket Power.
Ooh. Rocket Power, number 9. Shine.
Did somebody already say Cat Dog?
Yes, yeah. Cat Dog was set.
I got nothing.
Dilt said that.
Buddy. You got it, Shine.
There's no way. That one.
That's pushing it. I got 3.
Yeah, it's true. Shine has been eliminated. Down to Derek. You got to name one more or Bobby's the winner.
Breadwinners.
Breadwinners is 25. Bro, back to you. Fifth round.
I can't think of the name of this. The rest of it, it's like Casa de...
Bro. Almost say it's bro. Just thinking, bro.
Well, I got to figure out this
about one. Nickelodeon shows.
Casa de Familia.
Casa de Familia is not on the list. Not sure what that is.
It's like a Loud House spinoff. It's like the same thing. I don't know the name of the show. What is it, Derek?
It is Costa to something. I didn't even know that show existed until 2 weeks ago, but I know what you're talking about. Gwen was talking about it. I was like, all right.
Derek, the number two cartoon is still available. If you think of one, this is the one I probably think you would think of.
What? Number two?
Yep.
Do I need to name another one?
Yeah, because Bobby's named four and you named four. So you still have to name one more than him.
All right. Avatar, The Last Airbender.
That is number four. Avatar.
Oh, damn. That's Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Did Count Duckula make the list?
It did not. But Birdo, you didn't say Hey Arnold. That's number two.
Wow.
Somehow.
That's awful.
Legend of Korra on there?
Legend of Korra was number five. I didn't know what that was, but
Jimmy, I just went down the Nickelodeon fighting game roster in my head.
also, so to round out the list, As Told by Ginger was number eight. Never heard of that. Not only Rugrats was on there, but the show All Grown Up was on there. Number 12. Adventures of Jimmy Neutron, Sanjay and Craig, My Life as a Teenage Robot, Danny Phantom, and Chalk Zone. Not sure what Chalk Zone was, but
Clone High?
25. Clone High. So another eliminator win. So not only has he won a draft, he's won two eliminators, got both his trivia questions right, several other trivia questions. He knew the theme song.
He only comes on episodes where he's like an expert. If we picked...
Get a better sports agent, Bobby.
What isn't he an expert in is the question. But yeah, sports. He'll sit those out.
He does know who Chauncey Billups is, though, somehow.
That's going to do it for the cartoon draft. Anything else before we go? Shine, any last words?
I'm working hard on sixth place. I've gotten third, fourth, fifth. I need six. And then
I don't know. He's got Turtles and He-Man.
So, I mean, he's got the nostalgia vote locked down, but no variety. So it's going to be hit or miss what's happening with that team.
I'm banking on a lot of miss.
J-Cat. Party thoughts. Meowing.
Party thoughts were, this is a crapshoot any way you look at it. It really is. It's going to depend on getting more votes because this is a very wide spread.
That's a John Madden take right there.
Yeah. Boom. Ha! Too many Smurfs, not enough popcorn. I don't
know. Whoever gets the most votes is going to win here. I'm both.
So whoever listens to this, if you vote, share with other people that have never listened or voted. Just pass it around.
Copy and paste.
Just know that Bobby hates all the listeners.
I love the fans, boy.
Bobby brings in a lot of votes. I know that.
Yeah. My crew is on vote happy.
Well, that really worked out for him last time, didn't it?
They're not voting for me. I just generate the votes, son. I'm not looking for no favoritism. I'm above the books, boy. All my coworkers vote for you guys.
As they should.
Not for Derek. Me. They say, oh, Dilts is great, but I'm not voting for his team.
Yeah, Dilts is a little fan club.
Derek, anything you want to promote, mention, comments?
This is a tough episode because, you know, when you guys are talking about games and narrowing it down, like cartoons is a wide, 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 wide set. Decades and decades and decades of millions of choices.
Well, hey, here's some animation fact. I just heard this on the news or a podcast or something. Like they discovered, you know, the ancient like caveman caves where they try to draw the animals and stuff. But like they'll have like some kind of like antelope or elk with like two heads. One's looking down and one looking up. And they never knew why that was. But then like somebody brought like a lantern in the cave, and when they swing the light,
animates it on the rock, basically.
Yeah, so that's cool. Would that count as the original?
They weren't shows. We didn't count stop motion. I don't know if we count.
I'm gonna draft
prehistoric cave
hieroglyphics for my fifth pick. Creator Ra, the sun god.
My first draft is Anubis looking that way with his arms like this. Three squiggly lines that represent the Nile.
Dilts, did I go to you? Any last words other than ancient cave times? Shine,
Chihu, I guess.
Go Lions.
That's all. Yeah. Lions.
I think your fifth bleep out.
I'm going to be working overtime.
Six beers in.
Seven. I'm on seven.
Birdo.
Psalm 68:19.
Don't forget to check out the new website. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft Podcast. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft Podcast. That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend.
I did really want to pick Aqua Teen because I had a ton of impressions lined up to go.
Like, Master Shake, man. Carl, can you do Carl?
Carl?
Hey, Carl. Frylock! You see what I wanted over here? 50 wings, extra hot, keep the ranch coming. I'm going to be fought in blood.
He is Carl.
Right next to you.
What are you doing tonight? That's great. I'm downloading porn at 15 megabytes a second. I'm just kidding. I got a cable modem over here.
Go Giants.
Dancing. You want some of me?
You stole my wristwatch. You dumb.
Old drippy. Old drippy.
Yeah. What's our favorite quote about Merlin from there?
Goblox?
Oh, well...
I'm hearing a lot of not Goblox references.
Gobble, gobble, yum, Tom Turkey.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.